It takes a lot of imagination to envision a grocery store on the dusty, vacant lot behind a big bank on the west side of Providence. But that's exactly what Phil Trivett is doing.
So this would probably be the meat or cheese slash dairy area. We've entered from the street. We're pretty far into the store now, looking almost at the back of the retail operation.
You can almost see the glass deli counters springing up as Trivett approximates their size and shape. He's part of a group that plans to open a co-op grocery store called Urban Greens. With a co-op, you buy into the business, sort of like membership in a club. You won't have to be a member at Urban Greens to shop there, but you do get some benefits, like a vote in board elections or store credit if the store is successful each year. And it doesn't rely on large profits.
What makes a co-op sustainable is that its customers are also its owners, that there is investment in the store from the very people who are shopping there.
The group has finally secured a space in the city's west side, an area in need of a full-service grocery store. But here's the hitch.
Construction costs money, inventory costs money, equipment costs money.
Urban Greens needs money to build this store, money that's not coming from a corporate grocery chain. Trivett himself is a volunteer. His real job is in the biomedical field, which is why it's taken 10 years to get to this point. They have a location and a 2017 target opening date. The store will be the ground floor of a larger building with condos and apartments above. Urban Greens is expected to chip in $1.2 million towards the project. Then they need to generate enough money to keep it running.
Many of us in New England have experienced grocery stores leaving our community almost overnight.
Bonnie Hudspeth, a Vermont-based food co-op consultant, says it may work to their advantage that Urban Greens is not connected to a larger chain.
When the community that you live in isn't generating enough profits for the business, and the business's bottom line is profits, the corporate headquarters is like, okay, shut this one down.
But Urban Greens doesn't have a corporate headquarters. They'll be run by investor owners, theoretically locals who will also shop there. The store will still need to cover operating costs. To do that, it will need to appeal to the community's diverse population, where trendy bars are popping up next to abandoned buildings. That means hanging signs in English and Spanish, hiring bilingual workers, and stocking shelves with foods that reflect a variety of cultural eating habits.
And then the other point is making both those local foods and healthy foods more accessible to the full population, not just, you know, middle class, upper middle class, and upper class individuals.
It's kind of a utopian vision, a neighborhood grocery store that serves residents of nearby affordable housing, homeowners restoring Victorians, and everything in between. Right now, it's a vacant lot, but after 10 years of hard work, Trivett and his group are hopeful that if they build it, shoppers will come. John Bender, Rhode Island Public Radio.